not a situation whereby there's one month that's bad and then the next month that there's an improvement. So I have consistently raised it, I'd say at least four or five times in the last year. And the Taoiseach himself did say to me on one occasion that he would speak to the minister about it. But it has got to the stage where, especially coming up now to winter, and we know what that means, that a hospital that's consistently overstretched like that, it needs a special focus. It needs it for the patients and it needs it for the people who work there.
As you mentioned, it does cast quite a dark cloud over the winter months when we do see such high figures here during the summer.
Yes, it does. And we also need to be careful when we're looking at figures, because while Sligo would be perhaps in fifth position or whatever, and Limerick generally tends to be at number one, you have to look at the hospital capacity, because Limerick is a much bigger hospital than Sligo. So if, for example, you had a hospital with a capacity of 100 and there were 20 people waiting on hospital beds, that sounds bad. But if you had a hospital with a capacity of 200, 40 people waiting on beds sounds much worse. But in fact, it is the same percentage. So what I'm saying is, because the capacity of Sligo is less than the capacity of Limerick or Galway, the actual number of patients in Sligo doesn't tell the full story. But when you try and compare like with like, you find that the situation in Sligo is almost as bad as it is in Limerick a lot of the time, and certainly as bad as it is in Galway. So it's not so much that we're number five. In reality, comparing like with like, we're often up there at maybe two or three. So it is a real emergency. It's a real issue. This is not anybody crying wolf on this. The figures don't lie, and they're consistently in a bad place.